The Anton Savage Show
with Kearys.ie
on News Talk.
Yesterday, an energy drink company sponsored a stunt wherein a helicopter flew over the over Dublin Bay, just at the mouth of the Liffey near the Poolbeg Lighthouse. Out of that helicopter, three parachutists jumped out, two of them in wingsuits. We assume probably three of them in wingsuits, one of them filming the other two. The two that are visible in the footage fly down out of the helicopter towards the Poolbeg Towers, the chimneys of the old Poolbeg electricity power generation station, and then they fly through the middle of the chimneys. The kind of thing that it's slightly surprising that the ESB would accept and would stand for and would sanction. Turns out the ESB didn't stand for it, didn't sanction it, and don't accept it. With me is Owen Curry, who's Travel Extra editor. Owen, this was done with aviation permission, but no word to the ESB.
Absolutely. Everybody got permission. The clearances all went through, the paperwork. It's very involved, very intricate, but nobody told the ESB, and they were a bit cranky about it. So we end up with a publicity stunt, which caused a little bit of a stir, causing an even more publicity because the ESB are complaining about it.
I would have thought it is extremely high risk to fly a wingsuit between the chimneys of Poolbeg.
It's very it's extremely high risk to fly a wingsuit to start with. We've had eight of the headline wingsuit flyers killed in accidents in the last year. It's not something that it's a classic don't do this at home, because it is very, very dangerous. Reed Smith died in October in Switzerland. Foxtrot, Florita, a big internet star, died in Lake Como last February. But it doesn't really happen in Ireland, because you need to have 200 parachute jumps in the previous 3 months to be cleared to do a wingsuit jump. And we don't have the weather in Ireland. The sky isn't clear enough over Clonbillog for people to do 200 jumps in that period. There are a couple of people saying they'd train you in wingsuit flying. Very new to Ireland, pretty new in aviation as well. It's only been around for 20 years. And it does involve flying through gaps in mountains, anything that will get you that amazing high-octane footage that the drinks company loves to promote, because they're a high-octane caffeine supplier themselves. And we have a lot of publicity out of something which probably won't have any long-term consequences for anyone.
Tech saying, Anton, the ESB is completely overreacting. Those same guys flew through London Bridge, which is way more narrow and has a box tunnel shape. It looks like the ESB is annoyed that they weren't told. What's the story with the kind of permissions you get for this, Owen? Because I assume, do you have to file a flight plan that says it is our intent to leap out of a helicopter and go straight between the chimneys?
Flight plans for wingsuits and parachutes tend to be a little bit different from your aviation flight plan. You get clearance, really not that you're going to cause disturbance for other aviators. That really is how the clearance system works. There are very strict laws about even balloons or drones, as we know very well from Dublin Airport. What you do is you go to the authorities, you say, this is what we're doing, is that okay? They look at where you're flying, where the other flight paths are at the time. They tell you where to go, where not to go. And then when it comes down to private property, a little bit more complicated. We all have a right to privacy, but there isn't a privacy that stops people flying over your home. It's a big deal in America to put people in helicopters and fly them over celebrity homes in Los Angeles. And, you know, you can fly over. I flew over Taylor Swift's house. I'm not exactly sure why. I didn't actually ask for that in New England, in Rhode Island, a couple of years ago. But when it comes to your private rights, it's much more clearly defined in the issue of drones, photographing, filming, than it is in flyovers. There isn't a right that you have that nobody can fly over your property. And when it comes to skydiving, balloons and skydivers do land on private property quite a bit by accident. There isn't a big deal out of it. What's different here is the ESB clearly own their property up to that height of 200 metres, very distinctive, the Poolbeg chimneys, and going through them was, you know, technically they could argue and go to the court to say that was our private property. We didn't get permission. We didn't give permission. And the real trust of their statement is this is dangerous because we could have had maintenance workers up there. there. They're not used anymore, but they are being serviced, and they really don't want every parachutist in Leinster to start flying through their chimneys. I do think that message has been got over fairly clearly. I don't expect much more kerfuffle out of this.
No, and you get the sense that when the ESB were asked, they couldn't exactly say, oh, it's fine, sure, we're not that bothered. They kind of have to say, no, we don't want this kind of thing happening. My understanding as well is that they're in the process of, aren't they repainting the chimneys in a different colour, or was that a fever dream? If you know the answer to that, 53106 or 087 1400 106 for free on WhatsApp. Before I let you go, Owen, one bit of news closer to your more common bailiwick, that being fines for low-cost carriers. EasyJet and Ryanair facing fines of around 150 million quid from the Spanish.
Yeah, a clash of minds. It's the sort of thing that has been going on since low-cost aviation arrived. Ryanair are being told, you know, you can't charge to put families sitting together and you can't charge for cabin bags. They faced this sort of resistance right across Europe from the very, very beginning. They're feisty. They're not going to lie down. They're going to appeal this to Spanish airlines. Usually it's only the non-Spanish airlines that get penalised, but two Spanish airlines have also been penalised, four of them in all. They're likely to get together and appeal this. The argument, as with Ryanair's, all of Ryanair's arguments, and usually there's a four-letter word thrown in if the CEO is delivering them, is that if you want to sit, you pay a few euro extra. It can be maybe 20 euro extra. If you don't, you get a cheaper flight. That's the argument. It's a consumer organisation that are penalising them, and it's going to probably run on for a few more years. Ryanair's Spain is a very important market for Ryanair. They're not going to walk away from it.
Owen, thank you as ever. That's Owen Curry, Travel Extra Editor.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kiri's.ie
on News Talk.